For almost the past two decades, I have been conducting a very unscientific research project that I would like to share with you. It is about social gatherings in northern Minnesota. You know, county fairs, church on Sunday, high school hockey games, the important stuff. Well, after analyzing all the very unscientific data about who attends social gatherings in northern Minnesota, we made a very interesting discovery. Although every high school hockey team in northern Minnesota wants to beat Duluth East, if, at the state tournament, Duluth East beats Edina, there is a huge social gathering in northern Minnesota to celebrate. We also found out from the data something rather interesting regarding Native American powwows. As you know, the Native Americans up in northern Minnesota are the Anishinaabe, or Ojibwe.
Kikandamana! Aho!
Well, the very, very unscientific data shows that not very many non-natives in northern Minnesota go to powwows. So we got our supercomputer to analyze the very, very unscientific data even more. And we came up with reason number one why so few non-natives go to powwows is time. As in, I have other things to do than go to powwows. Welcome. As in, am I, as a non-native, welcome to go to a powwow? Culture. As in, powwows are part of their culture. As in, I have my own culture. As in, I don't understand their culture. As in, I have to take my kid to hockey practice. The interesting thing about this is that most folks in northern Minnesota believe that getting to know your neighbors is a good thing, and they would actually like to go to a powwow.
Everybody, come on out and dance!
To find out more about what really goes on at a powwow, I went to the Northland Community Schools in Reamer for their annual drum and dance competition powwow.
Aho, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please stand in honor Leech Lake Nation, if you will. Grand entry song. Miigwech, Ambeoma, Anishinaabeg, Apanuchiuk, Ambeoma, Bendigeiuk. Here we go.
My name is Logan Monroe. I am 12 years old. I come from Sugar Point on the shores of Leech Lake. I go to Northland Community Schools, and I am in 7th grade. During the grand entry, I was carrying in the Eagle Staff, along with Shem Doherty carrying the American flag.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty big deal for the grand entry.
It felt pretty scary and important at the same time. The grand entry is the opening song of the powwow, where every dancer comes in all at the same time. The Eagle Staff and the American flag usually are always the first thing to come in on a grand entry. And at other powwows, there are the POW/MIA flag and the Minnesota flag, usually. The Eagle Staff is a staff representing either a school or a nation, and the eagle is sacred to us.
So it sounds like that carrying the eagle staff in is a pretty big deal.
It's kind of important to be standing in the front of all these people.
So how are you feeling about that? How do you feel inside? Were you nervous?
I was nervous and kind of proud at the same time.
My name is Shem Doherty. I'm a teacher here at Northland Community Schools. I'm a veteran. I served in the United States Marine Corps from 1988 to 92, and I'm a Persian Gulf War vet.
Can you tell us what just happened?
The grand entry, they have the flags come in, and I was asked as a veteran if I'd take the American flag in. And so it's an honor as a veteran to be asked to do that. Graduated from Bemidji High School in 88, and so I grew up around some of this.
But you yourself are not Native?
I am not Native, no, sir.
You see a powwow. Is it entertainment? Is it spiritual? What is a powwow?
Growing up around that, it's a little bit of all of those things to me. I think you can get out of it all of those things depending on what you're looking at. It's a celebration. It's a gathering. It's an atmosphere of family and gathering.
So what about a non-Native person? Are they welcome to come to a powwow?
They appreciate having non-Natives come to see and celebrate with them what they are doing. It also, I think, can build some community ties and some relationships outside of the tribal and the racial boundaries.
I mean, I've met a lot of people in northern Minnesota who have never been to a powwow. Why is that?
In the past, growing up, most of them were done on the reservations or in isolated areas or at the powwow grounds around the tribal areas. They've branched out. They're starting to have the competitions like today in a neutral location, which is real nice. It's just, I don't know if people felt as though they could go because they may not understand the customs or traditions of the Native people, and so they feel as an outsider they may be disrespectful to coming.
How would someone who's never been to a powwow, what should they do so that they are respectful and mindful of something that they maybe are not familiar with?
I guess listen to the commands of the speaker and the directions they are given. Don't ever be afraid to ask some of the elders around if there's something that you can do or not do. There are times you can take pictures from my understanding, and there are times you don't. A simple question is all it takes to go ahead and find out if you can do something. Ignorance is bred out of misunderstanding and fear. And to put yourself out a little bit and smile and say hi and talk, it can start a real good thing down the right path.
So our very, very unscientific investigation has determined that if you do not have a lot of time but still want to go to a powwow, then just go for the grand entry.
Hey, Chief McWitch,